Police in Sydney have had a breakthrough, making their first arrest in relation to the firebombing and graffiti attack at the former home of a prominent Jewish leader. Dan Sutton joins us now. What more can you tell us, Dan?
Well, this man was arrested yesterday. He's 37 years old. He was arrested in jail, where he is on remand, charged over another anti-Semitic attack at the Newtown Synagogue. Leon Sophilis is his name. He's accused of being an accessory before the fact. In other words, helping to plan that firebombing outside the former home of Alex Rivchin, the boss of the Executive Council of Jewry at Dover Heights last month. A second man has also been arrested in jail, Adam Moore, aged 33, just like Sophilis. He's in custody accused of involvement in the Newtown attack. They've now also both been charged over a third incident, a graffiti spree at Queen's Park. Both men are well known to police, continuing that theme we're seeing where many of those who've been arrested over the anti-Semitic attacks appear to be motivated perhaps by something other than an anti-Semitic ideology. The Premier was asked about that today.
I've been briefed about it, as has the Minister for Police, obviously, but look, I'm hopeful we can say more about the ultimate motive and ideology of it soon, but I can't do that today. Again, I just can't speculate on it.
Yeah, this comes all as there is an anti-Semitism summit underway here at the Central Synagogue in Sydney's eastern suburbs, attended by the Premier and Alex Rivchin. The opposition leader at a federal level, Peter Dutton, is here. Mark Speakman, the state opposition leader. The Attorney General is attending, along with the Deputy Police Commissioner of New South Wales, Dave Hudson. Now, the idea is to try and spitball some ideas, put them together and try and come up with solutions to the recent anti-Semitic attacks that we've seen across Sydney. As you can imagine, Nerelda, security here at the summit has been pretty tight.